present today's program in French and English with subtitles in Chinese, English, Korean, Arabic, Persian, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Russian, Bulgarian, Hindi, Japanese, Indonesian, Thai, Croatian, Portuguese, Hungarian, Italian, Spanish, French and German. Connue pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France est un pays qui met en avant les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. Le peuple français a bon cœur et est bien connu pour accueillir les immigrants venus chercher un foyer. La nation française a eu une influence positive sur de nombreux pays à travers sa législation et son excellence dans de nombreux domaines. Par exemple, dans le domaine de l'exploration, les Français ont été à l'avant-garde de l'aérospatiale avec les frères montgolfiers et leurs montgolfières qui a permis à l'homme de s'élever dans les airs. Aujourd'hui, les Français sont toujours à la pointe de la technologie, en particulier dans l'aérospatiale et les transports terrestres, avec entre autres le train à grande vitesse, ou TGV, détenteur du record de vitesse. Nous devons aussi le cinéma à Léon Bouly et la photo couleur aux frères Lumière. Toutes ces innovations ont permis à beaucoup de Français de traverser les frontières et d'apporter leur esprit de solidarité dans le monde entier via des organisations célèbres comme Médecins sans frontières et Emmaüs International. Au cours de sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993, le maître suprême Qinghai a gracieusement accepté de se rendre dans cet ancien pays de romance et d'histoire colorée pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité.
Nous vous invitons à écouter la discussion suivante entre le maître suprême Qinghai et les membres de notre association intitulée « L'histoire de la pierre philosophale » à Paris, en France, en octobre 2007.
As I told the journalist earlier, I do according to heaven's will, even what to wear, yeah, where to go. And so I don't have too much burden about what to do. Even I eat how much sandwich. Is there that much?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, according to my hunger, yeah. But sometimes I listen. It's better. It's safer, yeah. But still, the karma is still there, yeah. At least I do what heaven's will, then the plans of the universe, no? Then it's minimized something. Anything we can learn from that story just now? It's so obvious, but I want you to tell me.
The opportunities?
To do what?
Buy metal. If there's ever an opportunity to make gold, just kind of take it.
Gold?
Metaphor.
Yeah, okay. That's correct, yeah.
Follows the urge of the false self.
The false, yeah.
False self.
Yes.
There is an urge to do so.
Yeah.
Which means not hearing the voice you're talking about just now.
So what do we do? What should we do then?
That's for that man, it's difficult. If you know what to do, then it's easy.
Yeah. Well, most people don't know, huh? Oh, what? Is that what you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So what would you do in our case?
Oh, in our case? In my, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful. You should know. Your hair already gray. Wise woman. Okay, that's true, huh? It's difficult to know. All those things are so obvious. Mind you, but you can't blame the people on this planet, you know? When I look at the way karma sway them around and swing them about and push them around. Oh, I can only shed tears. I don't know how the human lives in this world and still can practice spirituality. I'm telling you the truth. Everything seems pounding on them, push them down on the floor and trample upon them, tear them to pieces, you know, harassing their mentality, yeah? Stepping on their emotion, yeah? Tearing them apart. Every day something. It is a pity. is a precious human life, but it comes with a big price. And only the strong, the heroic at heart, could overcome it. Yeah. Even just to eat vegetarian, my God, to replace one piece of hamburger with a piece of tofu, what's so difficult? Can't do it. Not to talk about anything else. And drink wine even. Jesus never drank wine. He had to even make fake wine. Turn water into wine. That's just not real wine, is it? Yeah? And now people drink real wine. And even eat fish only Friday. Why? Why Friday? What's the difference between Friday and any other day? I have no idea. Why not Tuesday? Yeah? Why not Monday? There's nowhere in the Bible saying that Jesus ate meat. Yeah? Okay, maybe eat fish then. Okay, let's see, maybe he eat fish. How about the meat? They didn't say anything. Even the Bible say that after somebody demand meat, God rained down meat from heaven and then killed them all after they ate them. Yeah? You see what I mean? And be not among a meat eater and wine drinker even. That's so clear. You know how difficult it is for human to choose the path that they should choose, like the way you chose. How many are there? A lot, but not compared to the world. But I think, I hope one day, maybe a year, 3,000, the whole world become vegetarian then. But you have to be more diligent, yeah? Write letter to government, tell them everything, look here, all the cows already been slaughtered and the cow has been dead again and again, you know? Cruelly, yeah, and have been sick again and again and again as a warning, and still continue to eat meat. Just to change the meat for the tofu or the vegetarian ham, which is delicious anyway, cannot. So difficult. Because the habit, yeah, because social custom, yeah, and because misconception. Everything just pounding upon the human's little strength that's left. So they succumb to everything that they should not do. Some people say if you cannot avoid meat, then eat the three kind of pure meat, like the meat that you don't know they kill, the meat that you don't hear they're crying when they kill. My God, where do you go to hear the animal crying? And the meat that they're not killed specially for you, something like that. Of course, they're not killed specially for you. They don't write on a piece of meat, this is for Mr. Smith, and that this is for Mrs. Muller? No. Of course not, huh? They kill at random outside, somewhere, out of your sight. And if you don't eat, the people don't kill. Very simple. There's no need to talk about pure meat or not. Up to now, 21st century, how many masters has come and go, how many teaching has left behind. All the Bible, the scriptures say vegetarian diet. Love the animals. All the scriptures say that. Maybe you can try to change. Maybe people will listen. Maybe if you do something. I look like the whole world becomes not smoking place. More school have vegetarian food, more health food for lunch, and you know, all kind of stuff. And now alcohol is going to be also on target. Yeah? Cannot advertise alcohol in many countries, many places now. And cannot sell alcohol within the vicinity of school. Yeah. And the age of drinking go up, something like that. It's not just driving a biofuel, yeah? It's not just planting tree. It's a loving atmosphere that we have to create. It's not about the animal who suffer only. It's about our loving nature that we are killing. It's not about eating the animal who you see suffer or you don't see suffer. It's also the green policy for the planet, yeah? The more animal we eat, the more they raise. The more they raise, the more non-green it become. The more endangered our planet become. You understand me? So it's not just about for you. Whether you can or not eat that kind of meat. Whether it's not about you can or cannot. It's not about the Buddha forbidden or the compassion even. It is you yourself. We have to save the planet by cutting off the unnecessary food. which is no good for us anyway. Everybody knows already that meat is not good for us. Why don't just cut it all together and save everything else? Everybody knows that raising animals are the heaviest cost, the worst cost of our planet pollution. Everybody knows that. It's everywhere. It's from the UN report, everything. The whole international community come together and report all that and concluded that is so. Oh, we change the biofuel, we plant some more tree, we protect this forest. Nobody stand up and say, let go vegan, go vegetarian. Nobody stand up and say that. One of the leader, I'm waiting for whoever that leader may be, just stand up and say, look, we go veggie, yeah? That's the quickest way first, yeah? Everything else later. Everything. Biofuel, ethanol, gas, change the bulb, less water. The water that you're using every day, maybe a lot, but not a lot compared to the water they use for animals. Animal raising. You understand me? I don't run the water while you're brushing your teeth. Of course, it saves a few gallons, but they put hundreds of gallons out there for one cow, you know, just for a few days. To wash, to rinse, let them drink, or to water the grass or whatever it is for them to raise upon, so that they will end up on a pallet, on a plate anyway. You understand? So the main cause, don't want to talk about it. Everybody just run around it, yeah? Try to avoid it. Do you know what I mean? They don't ever talk about going veggie. Everybody knows the report, nobody touch it. Nobody talk about it. Can't just even put down one piece of meat for the sake of health, planet's health, and your own health, and your children's health. So, whatever happened is our own doing. Not even God can do anything. We don't want to do it. God put us here to do things. We don't do our job. What is He going to do? In this world, we suffer only a little bit, and sometimes so difficult. But not like in hell, eh? We suffer a lot too, but not like in hell. And still, we cannot even pray sometimes, you know? You sit there and your mind runs all over direction, no? Is that not true? Yeah. And you really try hard already. And you meditate every day, and you go group meditation every week. But such the pressure of the world, you know, and the suffering and the agony or the anxiety or the stress daily, that make you feel really so tired to even concentrate. Sometimes you don't even think anything because so tired, you know. Tired, the mentality tired, emotion tired, body tired, pollution everywhere, in the air. Pollution in the atmosphere, or the negative thought and all the negative news, yeah? Pollution in the noise, pollution in the sky, pollution in the earth, pollution in the soil, you know, pesticides and all that. Pollution in the water, yeah? All the waste from chemical, everywhere, yeah? And pollution mentality, because you have so much stress and, you know, with each other and fighting and war and all that, how people have any strength at all to even listen or to understand what I'm telling them, or even to understand their own Bible or their own Buddhist scripture or whatever scripture that might be, yeah? They're too tired. They read a few sentences and they sleep already. God said, don't eat meat, don't drink wine. Buddha said, whoever, in the future, whoever eat meat are not my disciple. If you are a real Buddhist, you have to understand the real teaching of the Buddha, no? Buddha say, first thing, don't eat meat. Christians say, thou shalt not kill. Killing is indirect, you know? If we eat the meat, it's also indirect killing. If you don't eat, nobody kill for you, no? Is there anything else more clear than that?
C'est un honneur de vous avoir parmi nous aujourd'hui dans Entre Maîtres et Disciples.
Retrouvez-nous demain pour Entre Bouddha et Sangha, les 40 grandes qualités, une histoire bouddhiste du canon Pali. Retrouvez ensuite le monde des animaux, nos cohabitants, après les nouvelles d'exception, ici sur Supreme Master Television. Que votre vie soit toujours bénie de l'amour infini de Dieu.
We are honored to have you with us today on Between Master and Disciple.
Tune in again tomorrow for Between Buddha and Sangha, the Great 40, a Buddhist story from the Pali Canon. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your life be ever blessed with God's infinite love.